Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Plans for a public health campus on Long Island in Boston Harbor are moving forward. Boston officials and health leaders toured the island yesterday to consider what type of new services might be offered there for addiction, mental health, and homelessness. WBUR's Deborah Becker also visited Long Island yesterday and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So people might remember that Long Island used to be home to programs for addiction, mental health, and homelessness. They were shut down 9 years ago when the bridge to the island was deemed unsafe. What do the buildings look like there now?
Deteriorating, and frankly, it's kind of eerie. There are more than a dozen buildings on the 35 acres of the island that the Boston Public Health Commission oversees. And as you can imagine, after not being in use for almost a decade, these buildings are in rough shape. There are cracked floors and ceilings, paint peeling off the walls, pieces of ceilings and walls all over the floors, and a lot of debris left behind from the programs that used to be there. There's an old pool table in a former rec room that's just covered in dust and debris, papers, bed linens, an old wheelchair in the middle of a hallway, and a pervasive, musty smell. Outside, a lot of overgrown weeds, boarded up windows, and there are sweeping views of Boston in the harbor. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says that the city is preparing to shore up 11 of the buildings there.
There is $40 million set aside in this current budget for stabilization of the buildings. As you have seen, if you were walking around and getting a sense, there's water damage and other changes to the infrastructure that we know will be necessary no matter what programming will be inside.
And she expects bids to begin. Some of the work could go out by the end of this year.
And is the goal to create programming similar to the services that were there before the bridge closed?
Services for similar issues, but city leaders say they want to be able to offer innovative programming. They say the objective is to coordinate with services that are already available in the city and provide a continuum of care for addiction and mental health treatment. They also want to provide help with housing and vocational training. Here's Boston Health Commissioner Dr. Bazola Ojukwutu.
What we're looking to do is truly reimagine and think about what we can do differently going forward to make sure we actually have a coordinated system of care for people living with substance use disorder and co-occurring mental illness. So what we're looking for is to create something that's truly synergistic with what is available on the mainland.
But the specific services, Rupa, and how many people might be accommodated, those things are still being worked out and discussed with the provider community. The city expects to begin offering some services on the island in 4 years and then phase services in afterward.
As we mentioned, some providers were among those who toured Long Island yesterday. What are they saying?
Well, the providers who were there said they're eager to work with the city. Among those on the tour were representatives from Victory Programs, which offered services on Long Island before the bridge closed, MGH Brigham, the Gavin Foundation, Boston Medical Center, St. Francis House, and Bay Cove Human Services. And Bay Cove CEO Lou Josephson said he'd like to see the campus up and running faster than the city's timeline.
4 years is too long, right? We'd love it in a year. But the reality is it's a big campus. It's an old campus. And we're going to work hard as heck to get it done as fast as possible.
And earlier this month, the city got a key permit from the state for rebuilding the bridge. And they are planning to begin construction on the new bridge next year.
You mentioned that it'll probably be years before Long Island is really up and running. But Boston is facing a critical situation right now with people living in tents and incidents of violence near the intersection of Mass Avenue and Melnea Cass Boulevard, otherwise known as Mass and Cass. What's happening there in the meantime?
Well, Mayor Wu is expected to outline what she's calling a new strategy for the Mass and Cass area before the end of this month. Among other things, her strategy is expected to give police more explicit authority to remove tents.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you very much.
You're welcome.